Mr. President, welcome back to the state. It seemed like yesterday we were in Camp David.
Yes.
We had a fruitful set of discussions there, we've had some this morning. First of all, I thank you for your courage and your leadership. I appreciate the full understanding that a government that responds to its people is a government that is, provides hope and opportunity. I thank you for the progress reports you've given me. The country has gone from a brutal tyranny where women and girls were repressed to a country where women and girls have hope. The parliament has got strong women in the ranks. Young girls are going to school. Healthcare is now available in ways like never before. Child mortality rates are down. And this is a tribute to you and your government, the people of Afghanistan's desire to live in peace. It's in the interest of the United States that we continue to help you. It's in our security interests that this democracy flourish, because when freedom takes place in Afghanistan, it set an example for what's possible in other parts of the broader Middle East. When people see that there's hope, a part of the world that had been ravaged by war, had been terrorized by brutal extremists, people realize there's a different way of life, they'll demand the same things. And it's peace that we all want, and it's liberty that helps us achieve that peace. So, Mr. President, we've got strong friends here. I appreciate your courage. As you know, every time we meet you, I ask you, are you making progress? Are more children going to school? Are more health care clinics operating? Are security forces more capable of dealing with the extremists? I expect progress, and you expect progress, and I appreciate the report that you've given me today. So thank you and welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And as always, thank you for the great hospitality that you have always given to the Afghan people and to me personally and my delegation. Camp David was a lovely place. I wish one could stay there longer sometime in the future. Afghanistan indeed has made progress, but Mr. President, that should be a tribute to you, your leadership, and the American people for all that we have achieved there in Afghanistan, especially the thing that you mentioned, reduction in child mortality from a country that was the worst in the world to a country that's coming up and saving 85,000 lives, especially this year, of children under five, and for a country that was self-sufficient 40 years ago in cereal production, to becoming again self-sufficient in the production of food after the years of drought and misery and war, and the roads and education and the Afghan flag flying around the world. So there is an endless list for which we have to be grateful to you, and most important of all, Mr. President, something that we tend to forget from time to time, the liberation of Afghanistan. Such an important thing for the Afghan people. I don't know if you feel it in the United States, but we feel it so immensely in Afghanistan that we are now, once again, a free country, liberated from the grips of terrorism and Al-Qaeda and their associates, and we love our flag flying around the world. I love to see it in this room, by the way. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, thank you.